A Georgia man has been sentenced to 15 to 20 years in prison for the repeated sexual assault of a young girl in Louisville. 42-year-old Anthony Savko received the sentence from Stark County Common Pleas Judge Natalie Hopp. He pleaded guilty June 17th to rape, gross sexual imposition, and unlawful sexual conduct with a minor. Prosecutors say the activity began in September 2014 and continued until September 2024. The investigation began last year, resulting in a confession by Savko to police. Following his release, he will serve 5 years probation and must register as a Tier 3 sex offender. An Alliance man is facing felony charges after police allege he fired a gun during a disturbance in the city. Police arrested 38-year-old Brian Edwards after responding to reports of shots fired late Tuesday in the 700 block of South Seneca Avenue. Bullets struck an occupied home, but no injuries were reported. Edwards is charged with improperly discharging a firearm, having a weapon under disability, and tampering with evidence. He is scheduled to appear in municipal court today. Plain Township and the City of Canton have reached a 25-year agreement aimed at easing annexation tensions while keeping water and sewer services in place. Under the deal, most single-family homes, duplexes, and triplexes will be exempt from forced annexation into the city, even when the property is sold. Larger commercial properties and apartment complexes are not included in the exemption. The agreement also outlines how tax revenue and municipal services will be shared between the two communities. Nimishillen Township trustees swore in two new firefighters effective June 25th, Thursday. WDPN's David Schur reports.
James Combs, a firefighter paramedic at $20.74 per hour, while Travis Vaught, a firefighter EMT, at $17.47 per hour. The two hires bring the department total to 28 members, according to Fire Chief Don Jordan, who anticipates a full force of 30 by the end of the year to maintain a good workable rotation. Also approved were property and liability insurance renewal of $70,460 effective July 15, employee medical, dental, vision, and life insurances, and a payment of $245 to the Louisville Fire Department for assistance in a mutual aid call.
Four people are facing indictments in connection with a violent fight at a Deerfield Township winery that left the owner seriously injured. A Portage County grand jury has indicted Eric Blows of Sandyville, Gavin Blows, and Jessica Shoup of Louisville and Devin Knepp of Canton in the June 12th incident at Cove W Winery. Eric Blows is charged with felonious assault, and aggravated riot, accused of striking the owner with a bar stool and knocking him unconscious. The other defendants also face aggravated riot and assault charges. A Kent man has pleaded guilty to child pornography charges. 33-year-old Joshua Wan admitted to receiving, distributing, and transporting child sexual abuse material. Federal prosecutors say a search of his home turned up more than 2,100 images and 600 videos depicting the sexual abuse of children. Streetsboro police had alerted investigators to suspected online activity in February. Wan entered his guilty plea Tuesday in Akron federal court and faces up to 40 years in prison. Sentencing is set for October 6th. Severe weather rolled through parts of the Mahoning Valley Thursday night, bringing hail and wind damage to some communities. A tornado warning was issued around 6 p.m. for Columbiana County, while severe thunderstorm warnings covered areas farther north. WKBN-TV reports large hail, over an inch in diameter, fell near Lisbon, and some trees and power lines were damaged in the Hanoverton area. In Warren, a tree fell during storms, damaging two homes on Southern Boulevard. Scattered power outages were reported throughout the region. Norfolk Southern is asking a federal judge to pause several remaining lawsuits stemming from the 2023 East Palestine train derailment while the sides try to reach a settlement. The railroad wants the cases put on hold through July 17th ahead of mediation sessions scheduled for July 7th and 8th in Cleveland. The lawsuits include claims from property owners, a winery, a honey business, and a berry farm that allege financial losses and other damage from the derailment and chemical release. If mediation fails, the cases will return to the normal court schedule. Traffic was cleared after a crash on the Ohio Turnpike in Canfield Thursday afternoon. The Highway Patrol says a semi jackknifed and an SUV was badly damaged in the westbound lanes just south of Route 224. Both lanes were temporarily closed while authorities cleared the scene. There were injuries, but none were believed to be fatal. Downtown Youngstown customers of Sobey Thermal Energy will see sharply higher steam heat bills after a state regulatory decision. The Public Utilities Commission of Ohio approved emergency rate increases Wednesday, with most customers facing a 93% jump and some winter rates rising more than 160%. Officials say the action was needed to keep the troubled utility operating. The White House is asking Congress for $1 billion to boost pension benefits for former Delphi salaried retirees who lost their plans during General Motors' 2009 bankruptcy. The request is part of a larger $87.6 billion supplemental spending package. About 20,000 retirees were affected, including more than 5,000 in Ohio. Bipartisan legislation to restore the benefits remains stalled in Congress. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.